One more go-round with the global bad guys for 007.
James Bond. We both eradicate people to make the world a better place.
Daniel Craig makes his final appearance as James Bond in the new one called No Time to Die. The release of the film had been delayed more than a year because of the COVID pandemic. We get a review from Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com. He explains the Bond character here was actually trying to take a retirement.
He's fallen in love before, not very often, but this time he's fallen so far in love, he just wants to take a step back and retire and just be a regular guy. And of course, that's not going to work. Of course, the world needs him. We need him. And Daniel Craig is here for the fifth and final time. He's moving on, but he's left us with a pretty good, not great Bond movie. It's certainly better than Spectre. And one of the frustrating things for me is that they hired an Oscar winner, Rami Malek, to play the bad guy here. And he's doing a lot of Bond bad guy things in it, but it doesn't really have much impact. In fact, they really don't share a lot of him on screen till later in the film. And I think that really hurts. But otherwise, Craig is solid as ever. There's a really great action sequence early in the film. And it is intriguing to see a bonded love and thinking about more than just saving the day and saving his skin. And I think that element is kind of enriches the whole saga.
Very good. Well, we had a funny moment on Stephen Colbert's show earlier in the week when Michael Keaton was on. He says that he can still fit into the original Batman suit from 30 plus years ago. And so good for him for not putting on the pounds, but I actually wanted to approach Michael Keaton with you in a different way. What amazing work he's doing now in so-called old age, really of much better quality, wouldn't you say, than some of his early work?
You know, it was so interesting. I kind of tracked his career. I was a big fan of what he could do on screen. And then he picked some films that were just beneath him. They just weren't as good as what he should be tackling. And his career suffered. He, in a sense, went away for a while. His career was really kind of on the back burner. We didn't see much of him, and he came roaring back a few years ago. I agree. You know, I think whatever he brought to the screen in the past, it's still there. But I think with age, he's gotten more interesting. And I think that's often the case with some of the older actors of his generation. I think about Pierce Brosnan, who I just think is terrific now. And I think back in the day, certainly a very handsome man, a fine actor. But I think there's another layer, another level that he brings to projects now. And same could be said of Kevin Costner. You could say he's as popular as ever with Yellowstone. It's one of the most streamed shows around. People are waiting for the new season to start. And I think back in the day, his range was suspect. I thought when he was, you know, doing certain roles, he was wonderful. If he stepped outside of that category, I think he stumbled, witnessed the Robin Hood debacle. But another actor who I think is getting better as they get older. And that's, you know, Hollywood is youth obsessed and they often don't give stars a chance to mature. But when they do, I think some of the results can be wonderful.
Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He says the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, is not the very best, but it's hardly the worst. He does recommend it.